USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of fatally driving over six Christmas parade goers during the Waukesha parade in Wisconsin last year was tossed from court multiple times for a series of strange outbursts on Monday. 40-year-old Daryl Brooks disrupted proceedings ahead of jury selection, forcing the judge to take numerous breaks and to eventually instruct him to participate from another room. Brooks, who is representing himself, is intentionally disrespecting Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, arguing that he did not recognize her as a judge or the state of Wisconsin. Los Angeles Unified School District downplayed the severity of last month's cyber attack and subsequent data leak of district information during a Monday news conference. The attack and system outage on LAUSD was first reported on September 5th. The crime syndicate, which stole an undisclosed amount of personal and private information, released the data online. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
By and large, restricted to a time period between 2013 and 2016, without any, so far based on what we've seen, critical health information or social security numbers for students. On the facility side, again, no evidence of current employee information based on our analysis.
North Carolina leadership is pushing the value of flood insurance.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he would encourage every homeowner in his state to buy flood insurance.
We are pushing and encouraging people to buy flood insurance. We know that particularly in these areas that are hit time and again, that we got to be more resilient.
This was during an interview on NBC News. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Trump is putting the offense out on the field. Kenneth Burns reports from New York.
On the same day he filed a lawsuit against CNN, former President Trump says more legal action is on the way against other media outlets and the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection at the Capitol. Trump didn't say which outlets he would sue, but he accused them of spreading disinformation about the 2020 election, which he lost. The 1-6 Committee is one of his targets for not investigating his claims of electoral fraud, adding the committee refused to acknowledge that he authorized thousands of troops that day to ensure safety. There's no evidence that Trump did so. Also, lawsuits he filed alleging electoral fraud were either dropped or dismissed, some by judges he appointed.
U.S. stock futures rose, putting a start to the last quarter of the year. A falling dollar and government bond yields also offered investors some relief. In morning trading in London, S&P 500 was up 1.1%, while futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1%. North Korea on Tuesday fired a ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. The nuclear-capable weapon that could reach the United States territory of Guam and possibly beyond was condemned as dangerous and reckless by Western nations. The winner or winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced Tuesday at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.